This is a day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad that it is. Look at James chapter number 1. We'll be preaching, try to, this morning, the help of the Lord. Verse number 13, James 1 and 13. Let no man say, when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. When lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. Sin, when it is finished, it bringeth forth death. Proverbs 14 and 9. Fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor. Psalm 51 and 5. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Romans 6 and 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Raise your hand and say, Holy Ghost, help that preacher. Raise both your hands tonight, this morning, ask the Lord to have His way. Great God, we need You so bad. Holy Ghost, help us this morning to be anointed, to be touched by Your power. Conviction, breathe in this place. Oh, Lord, please move today. Please touch us this morning. Please help us. We give You the praise and honor. The church said, Amen and Amen. The power that sin has is beyond explanation. We can never, amen, express the danger that sin holds in its power. The wages that sin brings is different wages. We can never express just how much the price that sin holds, for you cannot contain it. There's only one power that has the power to control sin, and that is the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Sin, the price tag that hangs on it, amen, is beyond the price that we or you or anybody else could ever pay. The price that sin brings. One sin can bring pain and agony, amen, and start other. Amen. Just one little bitty sin. Just one little bitty drawing away from the power of the Lord or from the house of God. Just one sin. The Bible said, and Eve partook of the fruit that God had forbidden, and all it was a little fruit. But it brought sin on the whole world. The power of sin. One fruit. One sin. One rebellion against what God had said not to do. And it brought sin on the whole world. It interrupted God's plan in our lives. No matter how much God would have planned for us, sin loves to stop and destroy the plan of God in our lives. One sin. My preacher preached one time and sent me the tape. They were wanting me to hear it. I was listening to it. My pastor's wife did. What a powerful message he preached on Sunday morning to the ordinary congregation. And it was quiet. It was just usual Sunday morning. Casual preacher. Amen. Same old preacher every Sunday. He got up and preached on sin and the fire. Amen. And made sin to the point where it looked like fire. And he preached how that one match, amen, can start the great big fire. Just one little bitty flame. And how that one little lust flame can burn into adultery. Amen. All that sin draws us away from God. And we're living in an hour, amen, of drawing away. And people are more, amen, set and satisfied in their ways. And the Spirit of God is wanting to draw us and pull us closer than we've ever been before and get us just as close as we could be to Him. But in this hour that we're living in, amen, everywhere you go, the power and the spirit of hell is trying its best to draw us away. You go to the mall, amen, you can't even really walk around the mall hardly anymore without things trying to pull on you. Me and Brother Eric Kaufman and his wife, Sister Renee, and their baby went to the mall Saturday. We were just doing our just shopping, looking for some shoes. Amen. And homosexuals, amen. Two homosexuals kept following. Come on now. Followed him around. Followed us around. Amen. And Brother Eric said, did you notice them too? And I said, no. He said, watch them. Amen. And sure enough, here they come back by again. Amen. Trying. Come on now. The spirit of hell is drawing in this hour. I'm going somewhere. Give me just a few minutes. Oh, the pain that sin brings. The agony of sin. Come on. Little story, and this is where I'll be preaching from. Little story, amen, of a little lady who rented a little house, two-story house from Brother John Cocker, down right outside of Atlanta, Georgia. Him, the little house of his daddy's there. They worked at a car lot, the place there selling used cars. The story Brother John told me, amen, said that a lady, young lady had rented the house across the road theirs. Said that one day the fire, amen, somehow or another it caught on fire and began to blaze and it began to burn in the flames. And she ran outside and her little three-year-old daughter, her little one-year-old daughter was in the bedroom up on stairs playing in their little playroom. And she ran out because the fire was between, amen, her and the baby, so she couldn't get to them. She ran out screaming, oh, somebody come help me. My house is on fire. My babies are in danger. Somebody, hurry. And Brother John took off running and hollered at his daddy and said, daddy, call the fire department. Brother John ran in that front door. Amen. The fire was all over the staircase and was burning, and there's no way hardly that he could get to the babies. He was trying. The babies were screaming and crying. They were trying their best to get to him. Amen. The mother standing outside on the, amen, yard looking up at the window, and her baby, three-year-old baby's up against the glass, amen, sapping at the window. When Brother John said, I finally found my way to get to him, when all of a sudden the fire department busted in the back door, fed oxygen to the fire, and the fire reached up and grabbed them babies and began to burn their flesh. And Brother John said, it took 5 men to hold him back. Amen. And the story says, amen, Brother John said, them three-year-old baby screamed and beat on that window, hollering, mommy, it hurts. Mommy, stop it. It hurts, mommy. It hurts, mommy. Make it stop. It hurts. And the mommy fell to her knees outside her bed, even on the ground to her knees, crying, oh God, help my babies. As that baby died, hollering, mommy, it hurts. Mommy, it hurts. So today I want to preach on mommy, it hurts. Mommy, sin hurts. We're all born into sin. Everybody that's ever lived besides Jesus Christ was born in sin. Everybody in this building is affected somewhere in their lifetime by sin. We are touched by sin. Whether we're raised in a holiness home, raised in a preacher's home, sin will find its way to our household. It'll find its way to the best young people that we've got. Strip them of their integrity and pull them down. Sin. I've seen some of the best preachers you'd have thought. Amen. Their children would be the best children. Amen. In the holiness movement. Amen. But sin made its way to that house. Oh God, help me preach today. I want to tell you, whether you like it or not, everybody, amen, somewhere in their lifetime feels the pain and the hurt and the agony that sin brings. Amen. I thought as a little child, amen, about 6, 7, 8 years old, 9, amen, I'd go to school, and as I'd get to school, my mother and daddy raised me, and I was 5 in a holiness church, had a shouting daddy, shouting mama, amen, praying mama, praying daddy, amen. They traveled and sung together, amen, and we spent most of our weekends on, amen, as a baby on the bus, amen, the Spirit of the Lord helping them, amen, had a great church, amen. I went to school and they would talk about it. School, the little boys would talk about it. Amen. I'd be talking about my daddy and they'd say, I don't have a daddy. And I'd say, how in the world do you not have a daddy? How do you explain that? And they would talk about how their mother and daddy had, amen, divorced and separated. Amen. And I remember at 7 years old and 8 years old and 9 years old, I'd come home often. I'd say, Daddy, Daddy, will you promise me one thing? Amen. Daddy said, what's that, baby? I said, promise me you and mama never leave. Amen. Promise me, Daddy, you'll never leave my house. You'll never leave me like them other boys Daddy has left them. Promise me. Promise me. Amen. Daddy said, I promise you, baby, I'll never leave. 7 years old, 8 years old, same thing. My constant fear. I'd go to school. Amen. It worried me and tore my mind. Amen. I'd come home oftentimes. I remember oftentimes. Amen. Asking Daddy, promise me. I remember the morning. Amen. 10 years old. Saturday morning, just regular morning. Amen. Should have been, amen, watching my little cartoons, or as a child, amen, wouldn't say, amen, Daddy and Mama, just a few years before that, amen, got to, amen, drawn away of the holiness church, and sin entered into the home. And I remember Daddy about 8 years old or 9 years old. Amen. Daddy said, we're just going to eat. Amen. But we're going to let you stay with the babysitters. Amen. I remember staying there. Amen. And when Daddy come home late that night, laid me down in the bed, I smelled it on his breath. Amen. And partying and liquor and having a good time. But sin entered into my home. Amen. And destroyed every bit of my hopes, my dreams, my life. What's quiet today? Daddy come home, laid me down, I smelled it. I didn't say nothing. Amen. And a few weeks later, I ran and jumped in his lap when he came home from work and knocked a pack of cigarettes out of his pocket. He looked at me and he said, I'm sorry, babe. I went to crying. Amen. I remember that Saturday morning. Oh, glory. When Daddy set me down right there on the couch. Amen. Set my little brother down on the couch. Amen. He sat over there and wept. That grown man wept, wept, wept. He, my mama weeping, him weeping. Amen. My daddy wept. He was a family man. But he looked and he said, babies, Daddy is so sorry.
Amen. Daddy is so sorry, but Daddy cannot live. Amen. Here no more. Me and Mama are going to separate for a few days. We promise we'll get back together. We promise we will. Amen. Just give us a few days. And he wept. Amen. He told me, amen, years later, amen, just a few years or two ago, he said, I remember when I started backsliding. He said, I remember the night that I began to get drawn away. He said, I laid on the couch and wept like a baby because I knew I was giving up the very thing that I loved with all my heart. I was giving up God. Come on now, help me while I preach. And ever since that day, even that God, that sin drawed him away, it's been nothing but pain and agony. Amen. Trouble. Oh God, help me here just a little while. Amen. Mamas and daddies, the greatest thing that you ever could do is stay with God. Stay with the church. Stay with holiness.
I remember that morning I wept, fell on the floor weeping. I said, you promised me. You promised me. You said this would never happen. You promised me. My daddy moved 2 hours away. He meant to start a new life, a new job. I want to tell you, I have a daddy unlike most children do. He drove 2 hours on Friday evenings after he got off work, picked me up, turned around, drove 2 hours back to his house, spent Friday night, Saturday night, and on Sunday evenings, his only day to rest, drove 2 hours back, carried me home, and drove 2 hours back to his house 8 hours every other weekend for 6 years and did not miss one. Come on now. Amen. Don't get me wrong. I've got a wonderful family. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, amen, growing up as a teenage boy, it was oftentimes I'd fall on my floor in the bedroom crying. Amen. Because of what sin had done. Amen. Oh, mommy, sin hurts. Sin hurts. Amen. Come on now. Amen. I remember as a child, amen, going to mama. Mama, help me, you know. And I couldn't explain the feelings that I was having. I didn't want nothing to do with nobody. I didn't want nobody loving me. I didn't want to care about nobody. All I wanted to do was just live, amen, a few days and die. Because something on the inside hurt. Hurt. And when you're hurting my sin, there's nothing that you can do or go that'll calm the hurt or ease the pain except Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't like talking about this much, but thirsty. Amen. Last Saturday, around 6 o'clock, 22-year-old boy, amen, parked his car, walked right, but about close, within 100 yards of driving roads, church, walked over in the little pathway of the woods, amen, laid down. Amen. Come on now. Laid down, pulled his glasses off, placed them in his hat, laid them beside him, put the 22 to his forehead, and blowed his brains out. Tore me up. I went to the funeral Thursday with some of the folks from the church. And his grandmama backslid out of that church. Even his mother and daddy baptized one time in that church. I went to that funeral. Oh, God, help me here. Amen. That preacher got up and began to preach. Amen. And guess what he titled his message? Come home, young man. Come home. And he preached his whole message. Why suicide victims have the right to go to heaven. And that place was jam-packed with teenagers. And he said, this boy, if a cancer patient died, we don't determine their eternity because they had cancer. He said, when a person's got schizophrenia, come on now. And he went in detail what schizophrenia is. Amen. I want to tell you, the psychiatrist can make every excuse for schizophrenia, but it's just plain out demon possession.
come out. Amen. Hearing voices and don't know where they're coming from. Seeing illusions and not knowing where they're coming from. Hey, that ain't just, God did not intend for anybody. Come on now. Amen. That is plain demon possession. Preacher said, aren't we so glad he got saved a year ago? And oh, I've wept and cried. Amen. Because I know that boy. Amen. 356 steps from the altar. Amen. When the boys walked it off, died and went to eternity. And I wept and cried over it. And I'm not here trying to say, prove that he went to hell. Amen. But he told every young person in that building, continue in your sin. Continue in your acts. Amen. Blow your brains out. You can go to heaven. He looked and he said, schizophrenia has no cure. This boy was not responsible for his actions. So therefore God entered him into heaven. And he said, I believe right now today he's in the arms of Jesus Christ. And the church said, amen. But the sad thing is he went to church to get help. He wrote it in his diary. But they didn't have the power to pray it through. I want to tell you, when somebody walks in here that we don't know, could it be they come here for help? And if we're not to the place that we're needing to be, and we're not prayed up, and we're not stirred up so much that we can pray and cry and see them go through the blood of Jesus Christ. God help our souls today. Amen. The young boy went to his mama, said, Mama, I'm hearing voices. Amen. She just passed it off. Amen. Mama is saying, Mommy's sins are hurting me. Mama's sins are hurting. Amen. But Mama couldn't help him. Amen. Daddy couldn't help him. Come on now. His suicide note read, I am still gay and I can't get out of it. Come on now. I can't get out of it. Amen. I can't quit my drugs. I can't quit my sin. Amen. When sin gets such a hold on you, when sin gets such a hold on you, young lady, young man, it'll drag you to the dumps. It'll drag you to destruction and pain and agony. Amen. I'm telling you here tonight, you can sow your wild oats, but you'll end up reaping in sorrow and pay. As of some of these new age kids, freaks, and I guess that's what they call themselves, freaks, red hair. Amen. One of them boys, chains hanging off of him. Amen. It took all I could do from grabbing that preacher. Come on now. Amen. I wanted to grab him by the neck and say, you are sorry. Low down. Come on. Excuse for a man of God to tell a bunch of teenagers it's all right to commit suicide. Amen. But I said, Lord, please help me to have the right spirit. I walked up to him and was talking to him. Amen. I was wanting so much to say, what kind of preacher are you? Amen. But I didn't know it wouldn't have been the right spirit. Amen. The right attitude. About that time when them freaks come up to him and said, man, I enjoyed your preaching today, preacher. He said, the only thing I would have added to your message, amen, is Hebrews 11:32. And Samson, amen, pushed the pillars down on himself and committed suicide. And the preacher said, right. And he said, boy, that was great preaching, and he walked away in his sin. Come on now. That preacher stood in that pulpit and said, there is not a cure, amen, for schizophrenia. There's, in other words, there's not a cure for sin. There's not a cure, amen, for, amen, come on now, drugs. There's not a cure, amen, for homosexuality. There's not a cure, amen, come on now, of demon possession. But I come to tell you today, mommy can't help you. Daddy can't help you. But I know a man who's got the power to unlock the chains of your mind, to unlock the chains of your soul that you can't seem to get free from. There's power in the blood of the Lamb. There's power in Jesus Christ. He can unlock the chains of your mind. the chains of your soul that you can't get free from. Walk around in constant pain of hurting. I've watched young folks come from messed up homes. Come on now. They blame it on the messed up home. But I'm testimony here today. Amen. You can make it wherever you want to live it. If you really want to live it. Come on now. You don't have to die and go to hell because of circumstances. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can live right. You see, I walked around, amen, mine, whoo, fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, you know, and I'm just a child at the time, amen, seventh, eighth, ninth, amen, I walked around in agony, amen, I walked around in pain, amen, till my ninth grade year, whoo, amen, come on now, amen, I walked around a loner. When I got saved, the devil said, you're going to lose every bit of your friends. I said, so what? I ain't got but three anyway. I didn't care about nobody. Didn't want nobody to care about me. I was locked up in my pain. I was locked up in my hurt. Woo! And the day on this Sunday morning, amen, the Lord dealt with me. Amen, I woke up all during the night. Amen, thinking about this message this morning. Woo! Amen, to somebody today, Jesus wants to unlock your life, set you free, turn you loose, and change your life. Hallelujah. Amen. I remember Daddy said, we're going on vacation. I said, where are we going? We're going to Nashville. Amen. Well, we're not going to the beach this year. No. Going to Nashville. I said, great. Amen. I remember getting to Nashville, Tennessee. Daddy looked in the paper. There it was. All the country music stars are going to be in Nashville that weekend. So Daddy paid the $30-something, amen, a piece for us to go. And I got to meet all the country stars that I'd ever seen on television or heard on the radio. I got to meet them, shake their hand. I remember one certain young girl, amen, young lady that sung, amen. I thought she was it. And I got to meet her face to face. She put her arm around me. Boy, I thought I was somebody. Amen. I got to see all them legends. Amen. I walked out of there, of that arena. I thought I was it. I had my pictures made with them. Amen. They signed autographs. I thought I was it. When I got home, I ran the house and said, look, mama. I was 14. Look, mama. Look what I got. So-and-so hugged me. I seen so-and-so. I shook so-and-so group's hand. Boy, I was something. But all of a sudden, within a week, I was showing my pictures. The pictures were done to come old. The autographs were old. And all I had was autographs. That was in July. Amen. Not even a month later. Amen. Come on. I was still in pain and hurt. Woo! I was looking for happiness, but couldn't find it. Went to a charismatic church. He called me from the back row. Amen. Him and me and much of my friends. I just went to their revival. He went... When he did, I was at the end. I didn't know what to do. All four of them that knew what to do fell out. So I said, well, I guess I better too. I laid out on the floor, kept one eye open. I said, what do you do next? I thought to myself. When Jason started moving, I said, it's time to get up. So I got up and I thought, man, this is fun. You come to church, amen, you still do your sin and you just fall out. Amen. Come on now. Woo! Glory. But when I walked out of there, I was still locked up inside. Woo! I was still bound by the chains of sin. I was still bound by the chains of darkness. Amen. But a week later, a blonde-headed boy drove up and said, go to church. I said, no. Not where you're going. I said, please, please. Amen. He was lost himself. Come on now. Preachers never visited my home. Bus ministry never knocked. Come on now. Amen. The laity never knocked on my door. If it had been up to the church, I'd still be lost. If it had been up to preachers, I'd still be lost. Amen. Because my family, mama's on her third. You don't want them kind in your church. You don't want to fool with them kind. I want to tell you, Jesus cared enough to fool with that kind. Come on. I said Jesus cared enough to fool with that kind. And though preachers didn't visit, and though the laity never visited, and bus ministry didn't, Jesus knocked on my front door with a sinner and begged me to go to church. And that night, when I walked in that little holiness church, what mommy couldn't undo and what daddy could not fix, I found a man who unlocked it and washed it and turned my life around. But you want to know what happened? I went to that church. That preacher's wife got to singing. Amen. When she did, I felt something come over me. I ran down to that altar. And I knelt down and I wept and cried my way through to Calvary. And them autographs, amen, that I got just a few weeks before that, amen, I didn't even remember them. Because when he got through with me, he unlocked my chains and he autographed my heart with his blood. And when I walked into my house and I looked my mama face to face, she not knowing where I had been, with a glow on my face, what in the world has happened to you? I said, mama, she said, don't tell me. You must have went to church and got saved. I said, yes, ma'am, I did. I want to tell you, I ain't been backslid even in 8 years. Come on now. Hallelujah. Why? Amen. Because I realize mommy couldn't heal me. Daddy couldn't heal me. Amen. This world couldn't heal me. There's only one place I can go when I'm in trouble. There's only one place I can go when I'm hurting. It's at the feet of Jesus. He knows how to touch me. I said he knows how to touch me in my life. Never done drugs, he got me before I got to him. Never been drunk, he got me before I got there. He got me. He stopped me. And he said, come here. I'll take your hurts. I'll take your broken heart. I'll take your messed up life. I'll make you brand new. Amen. Sanctify you holy. Fill you with my power and put you in the pulpit. Come on to preach my gospel. Come on here now. And I preach youth camps down in Georgia. Holiness Baptist youth camps. And I preached. Amen. When I prayed for one little girl. And I said, are you saved? She said, Brother Greg, I don't know how to get saved. Come on now. Woo! Amen. And I tell her, there's only one man can do it. Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And today, they some of you hurting. They some of you in pain. They some of you locked up in yourself. Locked up in your mind. Locked up in your spirit. Locked up in your soul. Because of past circumstances that have messed you up. But let me tell you something. Don't let past circumstances, amen, destroy future opportunity in your life today. Woo! Amen. You don't have to hurt no more. Can I tell you today, your hurts is over. Your pain's over. Amen. The agony's over. Come to Jesus. Let him wash you in his blood. Let him cover you in his love. Let him cleanse you from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. You don't have to hurt no more. Your hurting's over. I remember one night I'd begin to get sanctified and didn't know I was. I believe sanctification is definite and progressive.
It definitely happens, and it continues to happen. Hallelujah. I definitely got it. Amen. Because I lost all desire for the world when I... Amen. But I didn't know no better than some things I were doing. So he had to teach me. I remember as I started laying off my shorts and, come on now, laying off my worldly, you know, things. Amen. Mama said, oh no, you're not either. Oh yes I am, Mama. No, you're not. Amen. Oh yes you, no Mama, don't make me. Come on now. Woo! I don't want to wear them things no more. And then God sent the flood, washed them down the river. Every pair I had. Come on now. And I remember one night starting to tell her good night and I love her. Now I got a great mama. And she probably don't remember this. Even Brother Sean stayed in my home. Even good mama. I went to hug her. She kind of pushed me away. Because you see her baby boy, amen, wasn't doing what he used to do. I spent all my time with the Holiness Church. Amen. Mama said, they're brainwashing you. I said, well, thank God I'm brainwashed. Thank God I'm brainwashed. Before I got it, this is brainwashed. Thank God for it. Because before I got brainwashed, I didn't have no peace. But ever since the day I got brainwashed, I got lots of it. Amen. Thank God I'm brainwashed. Because before I got brainwashed, I didn't have no joy. But ever since that blessed day, my brain got washed. I've got lots of it. Before I got brainwashed, I didn't have no friends. But ever since the day I got brainwashed, I've got lots of them. And I'm gaining more every day. Come on now. Hallelujah. Mama pushed me away. I said, oh God, what am I going? Amen. I said, oh, I wish I could talk to my pastor. Amen. But it's 12 o'clock. You don't call him then. And I went and heard the voice of the Lord for the first time speak to my heart. Amen. I was hurting. Woo! He said, you can talk to me. And Sister Collins, I fell on my knees. And I began to weep and cry. And I failed him when he come in the room. And he hugged me up. Pulled me close to him. Amen. Like a daddy would. Like a father would. And he said, listen to me, son. And this is my covenant with God. He said, as long as you'll preach my word, Mama may not be on the pew praying for you, but always remember this, I'll be holding your hand every step you make. Daddy may not be on the front pew hollering glory, hallelujah, amen, praise the Lord. He said, but remember this, I'll be in heaven saying, come on son, preach, come on now. So when it gets quiet, I just look up, because I know somewhere in the glory world, the Father made me a promise. Hallelujah. Come on now. Hallelujah. Lord, I want to tell you today, your pain's over. Your hurt's over. If you could get to Jesus today, he'll wash your sins away. And that you can't seem to control, he'll break the bondage. That you seem you can't let go of, he'll destroy it.
Stand all over the building. I'm finished. Saturday evening, I'm cutting up. I'm talking, laughing, eating my supper, and I'm getting ready Saturday. While I'm getting ready in the parsonage at John Road, a young boy is carrying a paper bag with a pistol in it. While I'm excited about church, he's locked up inside. Bound by his homosexuality, bound by his drugs, feeling there's no way out of the pain that he was in. Oh, if I could have just been in the Spirit at that time, and the Holy Ghost say, go out and swing in the park, because when he walked by, I could have stopped him. 356 steps from freedom, and he ended it. Because he felt like he was locked up and couldn't get free. Mommy, it hurts.
mommy made these voices stop. And mommy couldn't do it. Mommy's preacher couldn't do it. Mommy's deacon board couldn't do it. Mommy's youth leader didn't have enough of power of God to pray him through. They welcomed him on the pulpit, play and sing in our choir. And he died and went to hell. Because mommy didn't want to live holiness. So mommy left a holiness church and went to a worldly one. She lost her child because it didn't have the power to pray through. I want to tell you today, my mama walked in the church a few weeks ago. God dealt with her and brought her to the altar. After 8 years of praying, I knelt in that floor and said, God, help me. The Lord spoke to me and said, preach to your mama tonight. Take a message and preach to your mama. I preached that night and I preached. I didn't get to. I just, a demon-possessed boy ran in the front door, fell on the altar, wept and cried for an hour, prayed through. I mean, God delivered him. The powers of hell left him just as we was having revival. Mama come down that altar, the Holy Ghost spoke and said, how often would I have helped you? The Lord said, I've been standing in the shadows all your life. I saw you as a child hurting. I saw you when your mama left you. What the Lord was saying. And you had to take care of your three children or your three sisters by yourself because your mama was drunk. I'm talking about my mama's mama, my granny. Come on now. God spoke to my mama and said, I was watching you and I would have helped you at the time, but you didn't ask me. And said, I've watched you hurt all your life and I would have helped you, but you didn't ask me. And the Lord said, I've always been here and I've always wanted to help you, but you didn't ask me. I'd have took your pain away, but you didn't ask me. And today, whoo, the Holy Ghost spoke and said, you don't have to hurt no more. Glory. I'm telling you on this Sunday morning, you don't have to hurt no more. Come to this altar. Say, Jesus, it's a hurting right here. It hurts right here. They say, some of you may be having problems saying no to things. Come to this altar and say, it hurts right here. They say, some of you hurting because of things your family's doing. It's hurting right here. Jesus knows how you're hurting. It's 10 minutes out of 12. Come to this altar. Let God heal you. It's a hurting, Jesus. Come on, if you're not saved, come on. It's hurting, Jesus. Why don't you come on to the altar, young ladies? I know you can kneel at your pew, but come to Jesus. Sin's going to hurt you more than you could ever imagine. Sin's already turned your life apart.
Like a pile.
Why don't you come to Jesus?
Scattered on the floor.
Why don't you come on to Jesus?
That's the way my life was when you.
Why don't you come on to this altar right now?
Then one
you don't have to hurt.
You put the pieces back in place.
Why don't you come to the
that
Lord?
That must be what they call amazing grace. You came to me and through me. Your eyes were searching out my darkest feelings, revealing
you don't have to hurt no more.
Wounds of past regrets that I had
you don't
hidden
have to hurt no
from
more.
You. But you made everything
let God heal your pain.
I'm amazed at what amazing grace can do.